Joined there now by Kieran Quinn from Yall Credit Union, and Yall Credit Union obviously are sponsors of this show, Kieran. Woo. So we're delighted to have you on air with us as often as possible. How are you keeping?
All good, all good. Nice bright afternoon out there, so the sun is coming, so it's good.
That's good. I know, it's actually quite cold, isn't it?
Yeah, like, there's a bit of a nip around. Loads of people around town, actually loads of English regs and stuff, so there's a bit of a buzz.
Yeah,
so
I just, for April, I don't know, I'm waiting for the sun.
Well,
I just want to see a bit of sun.
Waiting a while for that now.
I know, I can't wait. I'm actually, in a cosy fleece, and I should be in a t-shirt. I always think January, February's over, we're heading into the summer.
Yeah, no way.
Feel like that,
and you think the leaves should be on the trees by now, but there's another 6-8 weeks on that.
Anyway, it won't be long.
Fingers
crossed. Right, getting down to business. So I suppose what we're going to discuss today is the discontinuation of the MyCU debit card.
Yeah, so basically it's all for all our current account holders who would have, we have the current account since last summer. So we had a MyCU, which is the green card. So they would have signed up and would have got a green card. And in the bigger scheme of things, all credit unions are now going to go for one card. And that's the new purple card, which is a current account card, because it's easier for us all to have the same card, basically. So we have sent out a letter last week, another letter with the new card this week. Members would have received 3 texts so far about it. So, you know, we're being very clear that they aren't scam texts. They would have received a phone call as well, either today or yesterday. So all we want people to do is from the Tuesday after bank holiday, to start using the purple card. So the green card works until sort of midnight on bank holiday Monday, and then come the Tuesday, the purple card kicks in. Now, they should have received the card in the post. This is only for existing people that have these cards, the green cards. They should have received it in the post. And then all they have to do is text a number, and then they will receive a PIN. And then come next Tuesday, they can't use it until next Tuesday because the system has to be switched. Use the green card until Monday midnight. On Tuesday, just put this into an ATM, buy an Apple or something, and use the new PIN that you have, and away you go. And you can change the PIN on any ATM machine as well if you want to go back to your old PINs and stuff. So it's just, there's no fear in it. It is a MasterCard. They're both exactly the same cards. They just have a different look. It's just we've decided, all the credit unions have decided to come together as one rather than having two separate cards. And because we only started it last year, we want to nip this in the bud before it gets really, really taking off, that kind of thing. So
okay, and I mean, people now probably thinking, oh, this is complicated. It's very simple.
It's very simple. Literally, just take the card with the letter you received this week. You obviously read it very intently. You text a number. You text to the number. I think it's your date of birth and the last 4 digits of this card. It's all in the letter. And then they will text you back a PIN number. And then all you have to do, come next Tuesday, use the new card, the purple card, and the new PIN, and away you go.
You just throw away
the green one. It's null and void. It won't work. Like this purple one won't work until Tuesday. So we're having you have to hold both for the moment. It is a bit of a pain, but it's just the simplest way to get back on, for all of us credit unions to be on the same card.
And it is simple to do. It's simple.
Exactly. It's not complicated.
And I have to say now, I'm looking at the 2 cards there and I prefer the newer one. I definitely
do. Actually, do what I didn't realize. There's actually the shape of a face. There's a profile there.
Oh, very good.
That was only pointed out to me during the week, so I never realized that. So yeah, so all credit unions will work off the same one. So it's just, and all the account stays the same. IBANs are the same. It's exactly the same. It's literally just a different card.
Okay, and is there any possibility somebody mightn't have received their card in the post
They should have. The only reason why they wouldn't have received it in the post is that if the postal address is incorrect or if they're away on holidays. If they are on holidays, they could ask somebody next of kin to go into the house and check that it's there and stuff. You have to use this at an ATM and with your PIN code
to activate it.
But also to activate, to put it onto your wallet, like your Apple Pay or your Google Pay. So you have to activate it first, and then all you have to do is obviously scan the card and away you go. But it's just, you have to do it once, and then, because I use my Apple Pay all the time, I don't use the card really. It's very simple, and if they have any problems, there's an 01 number on the letter, or else they can give us a buzz and we'll tell them how to do it and stuff. They will receive another text on Monday, and they'll receive another text on Tuesday. So Monday is to warn them that MyCU, the green card, is finishing at that day, and then they'll receive a text on Tuesday to say the purple card is now started. So Yeah, it's us, just in case people are worried that there are all these texts and stuff. It is Yale Credit Union that's sending them, you know.
Okay, so. And just, I suppose, for people that don't have a MyCU current account or card, how do they go about getting one?
They literally just apply online. If they're an existing member, there's a current account tab on the website or on the desktop, and you just apply directly, and you can do it that way. You'll be issued a card, you'll be issued a new account. So it's separate to your Sharers account and your Save One, Save Two, or whatever. So it operates. It is the cheapest current account to have. It's €4 a month, as opposed to, I think, Bank of Ireland is 7 and somebody else is up to 8, and so it operates exactly like a current account. So a lot of Ulster Bank people that are finished up, they've come to us, and a lot of KBC, well, older KBC accounts would have come to us as well.
Okay, speaking about the charges there now, because I know I'm with AIB myself, and I pay quarterly, every 3 months, and they're kind of quite expensive.
Oh yeah, it does, and it kind of slips through every. You don't really notice it on your until the end.
Is there charges like that? Like for every direct debit?
Ours.
So it's just a fixed charge.
Flat fee of €4. It is the cheapest round.
Wow, that's very good. So no matter what you use it for, it's €4 per month.
No matter what, it's all your DDs, all your using your tapping on the card and that kind of thing. And it is MasterCard, so it's used anywhere in the world, same as Visa. It's used across the world, so it's using ATMs at all shops, that kind of thing, online, that kind of, all the outlets and stuff. So yeah, it is. I mean, it is that we deliberately went because we're a credit union, we're the lowest, whereas the banks do make an awful lot of money out of their charges and stuff.
Oh, I'm just thinking that's €12 for 3 months. I could be paying 6 or 7 times that.
Yeah, it's quite scary. And again, as I say, it kind of slips in, you don't kind of notice it, you
Yeah,
and
the 3 months come around fast as well.
Exactly.
You're like, charges again.
Blind eye.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I suppose that's everything that we really need to know about Kieran, is it? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We're on a big new members push at the moment. So we have moved our common bond, which is the area that we can sort of talk to people in. So we were traditionally about 10K around y'all, and now we're up to 20K. So we're over as far as kind of Cloyne, Ballycotton, over to Ballynoe, Capoquin, Tallow, nearly towards Dungarvan, Ring. So we used to always go as far as Ardmore. We were kind of Knocknor, Clashmore. We're now up to kind of Capoquin, Lismore. So we're just a big wider circle. So anybody that lives in that 20K radius or lives, works or educated, that's how it works with credit unions. If you live, you work or you're educated, or the kids are going to school or college or whatever, that's how you can become a member. So yeah, we're always looking for new members. The more members we have, the bigger our savings are and our loans and stuff, and the better we can give the community, the better rates we can give everybody. So the stronger you are, the more you can offer back to your members and stuff. So there was that. And then last week we had Cultivate. I was in with the lads. National Cultivate Week. So Cultivate is our agri loans product. So they did a national program, which we're part of it. Doing lots of farmery type things. and mortgages are great. Mortgages are still flying. So, a lot of home renovations, except the usual problem of trying to get builders in to get the works done. So there's no problem getting the cash, but it's waiting for the builders and stuff. But look, no, it's all good. We're good and busy. So thank God it's just a reminder for members that we are closed Good Friday. So both Yall and Killer are closed Good Friday, but Yall will be open again, as will Ardmore on Saturday morning. And obviously we're closed Bank Holiday Monday.
Perfect.
Because of Easter.
Yes, enjoy your Easter holidays, Kieran.
You too.
And thanks very much
Not
for
sure.
coming on to
thanks
fill
for
everyone
having
in.
Me.
No problem at all.